This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
And this is a Hollywood Connection special with Atlas Records Stardom Series. And I'm here. I'm so impressed because you're in the house. You're going to play guitar. I'm so excited to have you. Introduce yourself to everybody. And Atlas Records, thank you, Joe Jr. Gallagher.
Hi, I'm Richie Tharp. How's everybody doing out there?
I can't wait to hear your music. I'm so excited.
I did bring a MP3 too, so if you wanted to play one, but I'm going to do some live stuff. So
we can do either or. Bobby, you want to come and get it? And we're excited. What are you going to play for us to take off the show?
Well, I'm going to play a song that I wrote that I actually have never recorded. It's called We're All the Same.
So it's first live on the air here that we're going to be playing your music? Yay! We love guitar music, and we love performers, and Atlas Records is amazing, and we've been working with them for quite a while. And where did you drive in from?
North Fort Myers.
Oh, North Fort. That's a little bit of a drive in this crazy weather.
I know you're all right next to the beach here. Too bad it wasn't a nice day.
I know. I agree. You're going to enjoy this amazing artist here. And so what kind of guitar is that?
This is actually a Fender Acoustasonic. It's a new model that they brought out the end of 2021.
Oh, we got to get your headsets on.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
We're live on 106.1 FM.
I wasn't sure if I can hear myself.
3 FM, 3 AM. You can watch the show again on Tantalk Radio Network on YouTube as well. And let's take it away. And as we're going to play, and then he's got the MP3, we'll play some more music. This is your half hour.
This song, it's called 420, actually. I'll do this one first, but This is the true story of how 420 got started. It was a bunch of high schoolers from California. And every day, actually, long story short, a friend of theirs that was in the National Guard was apparently growing marijuana, didn't want to get caught, so he gave the map to these teenagers, and they spent their whole day looking for it.
I think my friend Chrissy downloaded that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's her ringtone.
And with that, let me see if I'm plugged in here. I'm sure I am. With that, here it goes.
Live in the studio. Live in the studio.
Yeah, 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 yeah. 420 is my favorite number. Not the police code for marijuana. Not the death of Bob or Jimmy. Just the time for kids to meet well. High schoolers from California went to look for hidden ganja. On the journey they would smoke some green. That's the story of 420, so get it out. Light it up. Take a hit. Let's have some fun. Get it out, light it up, take a hit, that's how it's done, oh number. Was that code for marijuana? Not the death of Bob or Jimmy. Just a time for kids to meet well. High schoolers from California went to look for a hidden ganja. On the journey they would smoke some green. That story of 420, so get out. Lining up. Take a hit, let's have some fun, oh, oh yeah. Get it out, light it up. Take a hit, the time is done, oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. 420 is my favorite number. Was that code for marijuana? Not the death of Bob or Jimmy. Just a kind for kids to meet well. High schoolers from California went to look for hidden ganja. On that journey they would smoke some green. That's the story of 420, so get it out. Light it up. Take a hit, let's have some fun, oh, oh yeah. Get out, light it up, take a hit, that's how it's done, oh yeah, yeah.
You are amazing. How long have you been singing?
I've been singing kind of my whole life. Actually, I was in high school. I sang in the choir. Got a trip actually to Orlando when I was in high school in the choir. That was kind of nice. Came to Disney World and we sang. And then after that, actually, after my kids were born, I joined the, basically went into the church and started singing with the choir. And for me, that's one thing that I'm most cherish is harmonizing, you know, with a bunch of other singers.
Joe needs to book you at Red Rocks in Denver, Colorado. You know, in Colorado.
Oh yeah, oh, wow. I'd love to play there for sure.
Yeah, you would be a major hit over there for that song.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I have other songs, but I'm just a big believer and pusher in the legalization of marijuana. I don't know if you saw the recent study. It looked at, you know, cannabinoids or cannabis related products, actually, in a laboratory study showed that it was effective against preventing COVID.
So, I saw that.
When you look at just the plant itself, I call it God's plant. There's another song I wrote, which is called Legalize. It kind of goes through some of that stuff, and I have that song actually with me, and I can leave it if you want to play it. But another song I wrote was, actually this hasn't been recorded, it's called We're All the Same, but I thought it'd be a good time right now because of, you know, what's going on in the world. We just need, you know, some love out there, really. You know, people just need to look at, I always say, if you can look at another person like you do your own dog, in that your dog doesn't judge you, it doesn't look at your
it's
color,
beautiful.
Your race, you know, what kind of job you have. If people can just look at other people like dogs, and I think the world will be a better place. You know, just be open to the fact that you're gonna, this dog just loves you unconditionally. And if you kind of look at that as far as everybody else in the world, if you truly love a human being, just the human being itself, the mere fact that we are life, I always say, why are we on Mars looking for a planet that's dead when we're here and we have so much life and it's thriving, and we need to just step up and do the right thing. And
that's beautiful. Can't wait to hear it. We're going to find out how Joe Jr. Gallagher, Atlas Records, discovered him. We'll be right back. Listen to this amazing music.
Different names. Stop it and grieve. you won't see. Bet you won't see. So next time, leave your house. Give a loved one a neighbor's shout. Take time to breathe the air. It's the one thing we all share. We're all the same. It's got different colors. The names change, but we're all sisters and brothers. Friends and lovers. Fathers and mothers. Sisters and brothers.
Wow. You are amazing. Oh my goodness. So where are you performing? What's going on this next year?
Actually, that's a good question. I'm actually in between jobs. I actually was in the pharmaceutical industry for over 18 years, and actually this is what I love to do, and I'm actually just putting my foot on the gas and trying to do as much booking as I can and looking for sponsors currently to help sponsor my music, and you know, I'll give them love no matter where I go and play. But
where do you like to play? I mean, what's your genre? Are you looking for even restaurants as well?
Well, I'm. I guess from a standpoint,
you're kind of past that, but you're so good.
Yeah, I mean, the place that actually, I think it's somewhere here. It's called The Rock or something. I know there's one there. There's a place near. I think it's north of where I'm at.
Like St. Petersburg area.
Yeah, it's called the Twisted. I want to say it's the Twisted Key, but it's not it. But it's the Twisted something. But ultimately, anywhere really locally in the Florida area. I moved to Florida here like not even a year ago. We spent the winter down here last year, and then we moved here this past fall. Been here since September. So I'm just getting my feet wet and hope to get them wet.
I've got another connection for Joe to get in touch with you on somebody. I'll make a call after the show to him to let him know. Somebody that books local talent here as well with some things. And she moved away, but she still books talent. So definitely talk about that.
Sounds good.
Very cool. So we have an MP3. What song is on the MP3 that we're going to play? I know Bobby has a list up there.
Of their list. I was thinking Redneck. I don't know if we did that one before, but this is kind of a song that, I don't know, it's a groovy song, but it's one of those premises that it's kind of fits the what's happening now. But my take is that when people use the word redneck, I don't associate it to like cars on blocks. I associate it to people that you know, they learn to grow gardens, and you know, they ultimately love nature and they understand how to survive. So the song basically is the premise that if all hell breaks loose, you might want to get in touch with a redneck because they're probably the only ones that know how to survive without
interesting. Running water. I gotcha. Tell everybody your social media before we go. We only have 5 more minutes.
That's
left,
okay.
Or 7 more minutes. So what's your social media, where they can follow you or where they can book you for upcoming events?
Yeah, you can go to RichieTharp.com, which is my name. You can go to Richie's Tunes, which is plural Richie's, like Richie Valens and then Richie Tunes, Richie's Tunes. And then on Facebook, it's Richie's Tunes. When you look at YouTube, it's Richie's Tunes. Just type in Richie's Tunes or Richie Tharp.
And you can still download your music because I know my friend, that's on her ringtone.
If you go to my website, RichieTharp.com or Richie's Tunes, you can download all my music for free.
I know Chrissy probably wanted to meet you in person here, but we'll get you back for sure.
Yeah, I'd love to. Love to come back.
Because she just is a big fan of yours. If she's listening, I'll call the station for a minute, Chrissy, if you are listening. I know she's cooking today or something. So let's go to that music. We'll be right back. And I'll see if I can get in touch with her for a minute. And then let me call her.
All right.
I'll be right back.
Thanks, Don.
My
like fishing on a Monday, wearing a white leader's shirt. They have truck nuts hanging from my head, looks like I've been in the dirt. But now he'll break loose and the world turns to shit. You're gonna need me by your side, because I'm a redneck.
Okay, I've got one of your biggest fans on the air right now, and she knows a lot of people to book you all over. Chrissy, are you there?
I am.
Chrissy.
How are you?
Can you sing that beginning song to her?
The 420?
Yeah, this all is right. For you, Chrissy. This is like your personal
song. Are we still plugged in? Are we still
plugged
in? Yeah. Hold on. This is dedicated to you, Chrissy.
You plugged in.
Hold on.
My favorite.
Yeah. 420 is my favorite number. Not the police code for marijuana. Not the death of Bob or Jimmy. Just the time for kids to meet well. High schoolers from California went to look for hidden ganja. On their journey they would smoke some green. That's the story of 420, so get out, light it up, pack a bowl, let's have some fun, oh yeah, get it out, light it up, take a hit, that's how it's done, oh yeah. Yeah.
And Chrissy, that's for you.
Oh, I love
thanks for being a fan. That's awesome.
That song is now my ringtone when my phone rings.
Oh, groovy. I love it.
So,
thank you.
Chrissy, could you help him get some bookings in the area as well?
I could. Don, if you want to pass my number on to him and whatnot, because I love that song.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Chrissy.
Yeah, he's got more. And
you're not a Truck Nuts fan? You heard Truck Nuts, right?
Just a crazy fan, we'll put it that way. I just love music. And
she does. She's rock and roll.
Well, I have a song called Truck Nuts. That's why I asked Chrissy.
All right, we have 3 minutes, Chrissy. This is another song. Here you go. Hold on.
All right, we're going to do Truck Nuts. Here we go. Actually, I was walking in the neighborhood one day, and my wife saw Truck Nuts on the back of a truck. So it's one of the first songs I wrote.
You know, my mom and I, we saw those mudflap girls in the back. Yeah, and we call them mudflap girls.
Here it goes. I was driving one day, there was a truck in front of me. Had something on his hitch I could barely see. I got a little closer, I couldn't believe. There's a pair of truck nuts hanging in the sea. Now truck nuts,
nuts, almost touching the ground. And truck nuts hanging to see. Truck nuts swinging wild and free.
Wow.
Guys with truck nuts, they must have big balls. Or they're trying to make up for none at all. Not sure what possesses them to hang up there. Must be those big balls that make people stare.
Okay, we have not even 30 seconds. Thank you so much for being here.
Blowing
Jim
around.
Jim Jr. Gallagher, you're amazing truck with nuts. Your artist.
Almost
and Chrissy Boyles is
ground.
On the line to
thank
say
you, Don.
Goodbye.
Truck nuts.
Chrissy, are you there?
Hanging to see truck
awesome.
Nuts, yeah. Swinging wild and free.
What an amazing artist. What an amazing show. And any last words?
Don, you
words?
Rock. Thank you.
Oh, no, you rock. You're the performer. My goodness. And we have got 30 seconds left. So any last quick words?
I just want to, if anybody's out there, go to richiestunes.com. Treat everybody with kindness. That's what it's all about. You know, that whole dog theory. When you look at your dog at home, that thing, no matter when the time
true
you
love.
Left to the time you got back, they're just constantly waiting for you.
True love.
So think that like next time you meet somebody you don't know.
Exactly. I call it angel puppy love. I love it. All right. Bye, everybody.
Thanks,
God
everybody.
Bless you.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF.